Distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director this afternoon. Joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The University of Illinois says two-time presidential candidate John Edwards plans to speak on the Urbana campus in October. Illini Union spokeswoman India Meyer says Edwards will speak October 14th at Folinger Auditorium. The former North Carolina senator acknowledged earlier this month that he had an extramarital affair with a filmmaker hired by his political action committee during his most recent bid for the presidency. Edwards couldn't be reached by phone today or by email through his former campaign office or a think tank with which his wife Elizabeth is affiliated. John Edwards also made an unsuccessful bid for the vice presidency as Democrat John Kerry's running mate 4 years ago. It was all hugs yesterday for Illinois Democrats during the morning delegation breakfast in Denver at the National Convention, but one has to wonder how long it will last. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Various pairs of feuding Democrats hugged in reconciliation yesterday, most notably House Speaker Mike Madigan and Governor Rod Blagojevich, who had this to say about the moment.
Look, whenever you hug a guy, you ought to be upbeat about it.
But Blagojevich wasn't sure about whether the hugging spirit will continue in Illinois.
I just wonder if it's the altitude. We'll find out when we get back home.
State Representative John Bradley of Marion says he sure hopes so.
You know, there's significant issues, but heck, you get people together and for a few days, and it's not Camp David.
Maybe not, but Bradley says he's hopeful something good may come out of it. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A poll taken in Champaign-Urbana finds high dissatisfaction with the direction of state government and even higher dissatisfaction with the governor. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The poll, conducted for the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, found that 83.5% of Champaign-Urbana residents disapprove of Governor Blagojevich's job performance, while only 9.9% approve. Also, 77.3% think the state is on the wrong track. Americans for Prosperity Illinois chairman and former state schools chief Ron Gidwitz says he expected the poll to show dissatisfaction with state government, but that even he was surprised that the approval numbers for the governor were so low. He says the key to increasing confidence in state government is for more people to get involved.
If this many people who are dissatisfied with the performance of our chief executive officer, performance of government in general, would actually get involved in the process and let the legislature, let the governor understand how dissatisfied they truly are and willing to do something about it, that would go an enormous distance.
The poll of 875 Champaign-Urbana residents was conducted this past Monday evening by the Springfield polling firm Ask Illinois. It claims a margin of error of plus or minus 3.3%. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Gidwitz is a former Republican candidate for governor. He says his group plans to repeat the poll in other Illinois communities. The League of Women Voters is opposing a constitutional convention for Illinois. They say it's a very risky idea. Voters will decide in November if the current constitution should be rewritten. Lori Bergner of the McLean County chapter of the League says the cost of a con would be staggering.
The possibility is that they would be to the tune of millions and millions and millions every year. They could go on for 20 years and never finish up an agreement.
Estimates from the League peg the cost of a constitutional convention at around $78 million. Bergner says if interest groups and voters want to make changes to the tax code and recall statewide office holders, they should do so through the amendment procedure. The next contract talks between Champaign School District and its teachers union will be done with a federal mediator. But a union representative assures that negotiations are not at an impasse or contentious. Illinois Federation of Teachers spokesman John Nadler does say the pace of those meetings that started back in May have slowed considerably. He says the parties are still apart on some issues, most notably salaries. The union's 3-year contract expired June 30th. Nadler says both sides want to avoid what happened in 2005, when a settlement wasn't reached until well into the school year, just before union leaders were authorized to go on strike.
3 years ago when we negotiated, I think it was the last week of October that we settled. The universities, some of their contracts have taken a long time, and we don't want to be in that kind of position. You know, I can't comment about the universities. I mean, I'm not associated with that. But, you know, the situation with us, we don't want that to drag out.
Nadler says negotiations with the mediator have yet to be set, and when they are, it may take a few days to meet everyone's schedule. He also says informal meetings with union members will be held within the next week, updating Unit 4 teachers on the progress of the talks. A man who won a $5 million verdict over claims that Belleville's diocese hid sexual abuse by a priest accused of molesting him says his ordeal is far from over. James Wisniewski of Champaign calls the St. Clair County jury's ruling yesterday a good start, but the 47-year-old man says he faces a long road in overcoming the emotional fallout of alleged abuse by the Reverend Raymond Kaunacki. Wisniewski sued the diocese in 2002. He